there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast from a little bit chilly, but sunny Southern California. Sweatshirt day, sweatpants day here in SoCal. We got a lot to get to. I have some thoughts on Mario Cristobal going home. Of course, I'm sure people are going to want me to rake him over the coals. Over when I asked him after a gigantic win over Ohio State this year about the USC job. And of course, he took the Miami job instead. I actually am going to fully and completely support, in some sense, Mario and how he handled it then and what he's doing now. Welcome in. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Also, look, I have opinions on all sorts of hires and how I think it's going to work. I will tell you, there's a hire in college basketball that so far appears to be way more impressive than I thought. I'm not going to deny. Now, there's other parts that kind of go into it, and there's just a lot to discuss. We'll get to that upcoming in the show. I have a question for you that we'll get to upcoming in 15 minutes. Okay, here's the question. Why doesn't anybody care about the Heisman Trophy anymore? Now, Just think about that. We'll get to it in 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Okay. Let's start with last yesterday in the National Football League. I did, just so we're aware, I got a chance to attend the Raiders and football team game. I mean, like, look, it is, they are called the football team. And I actually kind of dig that they're the Washington football team, but it's like, who's playing? The football team. No, I know it's like a who's on first sort of joke. Who's playing? The football team. I know the football team's playing. What's their name? The football team. But I got a chance to go to Allegiant Stadium yesterday with my son. We had like 15 in our traveling party. It was awesome. Quick shout out to my man, Chris Humphreys, who has become a close friend. His son, Jackson, plays for me. And we spent a couple days coaching my boys in Vegas, and that was like the treat of the trip. So anyway, we got a chance to go to the Raider game. There was some good and some bad, and I'll kind of discuss that later on the show. But while the game is going on, you know, you're in these stadiums, and I was in the club level. You can actually watch other games, and I was watching the Ravens and the Steelers game. And the Ravens, of course, scored a late touchdown and decided to go for two. Now, first, I'll let John Harbaugh explain his logic behind going for two. We'll get to that. And then I'll give my kind of overarching thoughts. But I remember watching it at the time, and it remains, first, the greatest rule change in the history of the NFL. That to go for two, it remains at the same spot, but the extra point is now something that is missable. So it's not, the math to it is different than it used to be, because it's not a 99.9999999% of the time extra point, essentially one extra point. There is a level to it to where you can't, but they have Justin Tucker, so the idea that Justin Tucker would miss an extra point in that situation doesn't fit. Here's John Harbaugh on why he went for two.
What went into the decision-making to go for two instead of just kicking?
Try to win the game right there. We were pretty much out of corners, you know, at that point in time. So an opportunity to try to win the game right there.
Is that exactly what you wanted from that play, John, just not executing?
You saw the play. I mean, it's that close. You know, it's a game of inches. You saw the Pacino speech and then you give him Sunday, right? There you go. That's football. That's just that close.
Here's Lamar Jackson on what happened in the play.
Oh, it wrapped to him. I just put it on his chest. You know, I couldn't do that just because, you know, T.J. Watt got range. You know, he's a long guy. But, you know, I just had to throw around him and try to make something happen. That's all. And we just came up short.
There's a bunch to go into it, right? I'll play for you Big Ben in a second. And this idea that it's probably his last season is nothing profound to any of us. But, you know, in his own world, obviously, for Ben Roethlisberger, the finality of this year is becoming more and more apparent. And I do respect that John Harbaugh admitted he didn't have any other corners. Because what happens in these games is we view it like it's Madden. We view it like it's strictly about the analytics of going for it. We view it as this, there's this machismo, always go for it, always go for the win. Which, by the way, is the Ravens mentality. The problem with that Ravens mentality, and remember, they have this record of wins consecutively in the preseason. And if you remember in their last preseason game, they played their starters more than they should have, and they suffered two very, very devastating injuries for this season for the Ravens. And the excuse is, hey, we just play to win all the time, and sometimes this happens. It is, in fact, football, which I get. But, you know, it's the old risk reward in any of these. And that same risk reward of playing guys in the preseason is the risk reward of going for a 2-point conversion when it's not a necessity yesterday. It's just not. Now, maybe Harbaugh is admitting what the old adage is in fact true. Or maybe he's just bullheaded and I need an excuse to try and win everything, so I pointed out the cornerbacks. But here's the basic way of looking at, do you go for two or do you play for overtime? You ready? Yeah. Who has the better team? Right? If you're the better team and you have momentum and the other team's defense is on fumes because you've been mounting a furious comeback and suddenly they're backpedaling, that team should want to play more football. If you're the inferior team and you're trying to steal a win, well, then you go for two because then you say, all it takes is one play to win a game, as opposed to if we just kick this extra point, now we got to find a way to either score a touchdown or stop them and then get a field goal. This is a general belief in all of sports, right? The longer it goes, it's the reason the NBA changed their playoff format, because the original series used to be a three-game series and they had too many upsets in the first round. The more games that are played, the less likely it is with an upset. Now, the problem with playing longer is you do sustain more injuries in the NBA, which has become apparent. There's a yin and a yang to every different thing. But look, this is not the only sport in which it occurs. You know, in the NBA, there's the old adage of, hey, if you're on the road and you're down two, go for the win, go for three. Why? They're at home, they're rested. Just try and get out of there and steal a win. If you're trying to steal a win, you go for two. If you're the better team and you're trying to solidify it and use the momentum you have, well, then you kick the extra point. And I walk into that game, and I don't know enough about the immediacy of the cornerback position, but if, in fact, they had nobody who could play cornerback, well, I mean, then you go for two. But it's not because of the machismo of, let's just win the game and make a point. Like, do it smart. And what's smart is the better team should want to play more. The inferior team should want to get it over with. By the way, there's a report out that Ben Roethlisberger is starting to realize this will be his last year in Pittsburgh. Here's him addressing that report.
Well, I haven't told everybody that. So, you know, honestly, we just got done with this game. I'm exhausted. And we play in a couple hours, it feels like. And so that's my focus. My focus is on Minnesota and what we have to do to get ready. I'll address any of that stuff after the season. I've always been a one game at a time, one season at a time person. I'm going to stay that way.
Here's Mike Tomlin on that report.
Ben doesn't allow it to become an issue. Ben has been pretty solid in terms of his expressions that he's singly focused on what it is that we're doing now. He'll deal with those things on the other side of this journey, and I'm with him on it. And so it is not a distraction. I thought it was funny that it was seemingly a story this weekend, to be quite honest with you.
Stug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. This show is brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. When I was in most of this weekend, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. I think both of them are, it's pretty obvious that it's true. Ben is somehow over the hill here. You know, I'm not somehow, like it's reality that he was probably over the hill last year, and this year it's become more important. And maybe that's even more impressive about their ability to still win games. And the Ravens kind of saving the Steelers season by going for two yesterday. But I don't feel like anyone read that story and goes, oh, that's a surprise. This is not Andrew Luck coming into what should have been the prime of his career, walking away because of another preseason injury that he couldn't shake. This is Ben Roethlisberger at the end of a Hall of Fame caliber career when it becomes painfully obvious he just doesn't have it anymore. If you were to go and ask me, or if I'm going to ask Dan Beyer, or if I'm going to ask Jason Stewart, or ask Cowherd, or ask Dan Patrick, ask any of our hosts, hey, give me the five most prestigious awards in sports. I think the Heisman Trophy would still be in the talk of the top two or three, definitely would be in the top five. If you were to go back 20 years ago, you'd be hard-pressed to not find a more prestigious award in all of sports than the award given to the best college football player of any given year. But why doesn't anybody truly care anymore about the Heisman Trophy? I had a fun discussion with a friend yesterday, and I wanted to share with you my thoughts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. So I was, I had lunch with a couple of my friends yesterday. We got done. We were in Las Vegas and coached the boys in a couple basketball games. Then we were going over to the Raider game. And we went to a little place where you got like Blaze Pizza, Firehouse Subs, coffee bean and tea leaf. Like, let's just stop and everybody get. So we sat down. A buddy of mine's like, "Who's gonna win the Heisman Trophy?" I'm like, "Excuse me?" He's like, "Well, you know, you work in sports. Like, who's gonna win the Heisman Trophy?" And I was like, "I don't know. I." And, you know, at that point in time, you start to feel like, wait a second now. Is he Is he going to Vegas to go, or is he calling Bet Rivers to go put some money on it? Is there somebody that he wants to recommend that I show for? You know, this is one of those where I was trying to figure out. And he's like, no, I just, you know, we were watching the games the day before, and now everybody's saying Bryce Young's going to win the Heisman. Who else is in the conversation? And you know what I thought to myself? I thought, I don't even know. Right? Is it Pickett from Pittsburgh? Like, where else would we go? And so I said, you know, I think Bryce Young's going to win it. He's got 43 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's thrown for over 4,300 yards in college football. That's obscene. It's just obscene. He's also run for 3 touchdowns. So, I mean, accounted for 46 touchdowns. That's a lot. That's a lot. So, I turned to him and I said, you know, Rob, to be honest with you, nobody cares. He's like, what do you mean nobody cares? It's the Heisman Trophy. And I was like, no, I'm not disputing that when we were kids, it was the most prestigious award, not just in college sports, but maybe in all of sports. Right? Maybe in all of sports. So how did we get here? And so we were, as a group of guys, we're sitting around, and another buddy of mine, Ali, says, yeah, you know, it's kind of like baseball. I said, it's a lot like baseball. I said, you know, it may even be more, as much like hot stove league baseball, where now we don't care about Major League Baseball offseason signings, but the NBA and the free agency movement, it's become almost another sport. So I guess here's the question. And if you think that everybody cares about the Heisman Trophy, and you may be living in a college town, or maybe you're listening to us somewhere in the South, and you're like, well, of course, you know, or you have your own favorite. I'll challenge you on this. Dan Byer, who won the Heisman Trophy last year? Actually, Dan's probably the worst guy to ask because he knows everything. Damn it. Let me ask Jason Stewart, who won the Heisman Trophy last year?
I have to admit that I looked it up. I'm not good at this, but, you know, the Eagles wide receiver, Devontae Smith.
If I would have asked you and not looked it up, would you have known?
It would have taken me a while to remember it. Eventually, I would have gotten there. But yeah,
who won it the year before? Or do you have the list in front of you?
Yeah, I have the list. I'm the wrong guy to ask her.
No, I guess it's actually a question to me. Byer, who won it two years ago?
Yeah, I can't. Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Right? And now, again, Dan, we're about the same age, right? Jason, we're all kind of same age. Am I wrong that 20 years ago, there was no greater discussion? I mean, like, the Reggie Bush versus Vince Young thing was a huge thing. Huge thing. And you stayed to watch the last game of the regular season where Vince Young played A&M, and then Reggie Bush played UCLA. Vince Young was Reggie Bush was awesome. Reggie Bush won it. And now the discussion is, should he get it back after having to give back the Heisman Trophy? Like, I'm not mispainting the picture of how important that award was 20 years ago.
No.
Okay, so here's my hypothesis. Ready? All right. There's a bunch of different little things. Right? There's a bunch of different little things. Like, I think they've done a terrible job of who votes for the Heisman Trophy. Media has changed dramatically in the last 25 years. Dramatically. Right? But like Fox Sports Radio, I think we get one vote. I don't even know if we get a vote.
We don't.
If you have a vote, it's usually because you cover a team, which, by the way, is the most flawed thing ever. Like, you cover one team, so you get a vote. How could you possibly see the rest of the world of college football? The voting process was put into place back before we had the proliferation of sports on television. The people that know the most are people that work for the TV companies that are the analysts, or maybe even national radio hosts. I would say, like, right? Like, do I know more about football than Matt Leinart or anywhere near Matt Leinart or Reggie Bush or Brady Quinn, all these guys that covered? Like, no. But if you're going to give it to a beat writer, then yes, I do. So part of it is, I don't, and by the way, If I had a vote, I'd be publicizing that I have a vote. And I'd maybe do my weekly Heisman thing. But instead, it's very, very niche. Very niche. I also think, you know, he struggled to, now we have the three most important games in the college football season come after the award has already been given, and that seems flawed. It does. But here's the number one thing. The other part, the college football playoff is a lot like the NCAA tournament where nothing else really matters, and that almost matters too much. So these are all part of the hypothesis. But the real reason, I believe, is because how many Heisman Trophy winners have been either non-pros or bad pros at the same position? And because of it, in people's mind, it's all been about, well, if you're really the best, then you're going to be the best at the next level. That's not actually how it works. But that's what's happened. Right? So many Tim Tebow's out there. And Tim Tebow's not even Ron Dane's, and kind of go through the list of Heisman Trophy winners. And Jason White won the Heisman Trophy. Yes, yeah. Joe Burrow. And yes, Lamar Jackson. And yes, Derrick Henry and Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Jameis Winston. But, you know, Mark Ingram, Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow, Troy Smith, Jason White, Ron Dane, Chris Winkie, right? Even though Charles Woodson was a great college player, probably shouldn't have won the Heisman Trophy, but he translated to the NFL as a great player. Matt Leinart, the quarterback of the greatest team in modern football history, right? In terms of the run that they had. But he wasn't a great pro. And so I think in many people's minds, Marcus Mariota, it diminishes the value of that award. Anyway, that was a thought I had.
Because you posed it to us, I was trying to think of the reasons. I also think, like, even though the names of the Heisman Trophy winners of recent history are noticeable, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, look at those three guys and what do they all have in common? They were transfers. And maybe it took him a while to burst on the scene or appear on the scene. Where when you mention a Ron Dane or you mention a career of Peyton Manning or someone like that, where we followed guys for pretty much their entire college careers. And a lot of times lately, it seems that guys are just bursting on the scene, whether it be via transfer, whether it be just because freshmen play early, you know, redshirt freshmen. And then they're even gone after that. Like there's also not a lot of time to follow guys or get to know guys in their career, because if they reach that point, then they move on to the NFL.
It's a great point. It is a great point that the transferring or the sped up amount of time that they're out of play. You know, Kyler Murray started for 1 year at Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow started 2 years, but he was bad. He was very average his first year, and then otherworldly the second year.
Yeah. And the first two years, he was at a different school
and didn't play.
Yeah.
Didn't play. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. He was also in Vegas this weekend. TJ Husmanzadeh joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. I'll tell you this about my experience, and I don't know if you've actually. I know you didn't go to the game yesterday. You went back home so you could watch all the games. Have you been to a Raider game yet?
I have not. I have not been to a Raider game.
Of the decisions the NFL has made, okay, I think moving back the extra point, building a ridiculous building in LA, and then the Raiders in Vegas, like these are to say home runs, right? Because you get Raider fans obviously in Vegas where they've always been popular, but now they have a team that they can really embrace. So like it makes it a first class, world class city, but it also allows for Oakland and LA Raider fans to fly in and make a weekend out of it, as well as other fans. Like it is to say it's perfect is to underscore how perfect it actually is.
The environment, man, you just being out there, the fans, and it's what you said, they have a nice stadium. It's brand new, but there's just so much to do out there. Just the tailgating area that they have at the Mandalay Bay for just the fans in general. When you say home run, grand slam every at bat.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's what you said. It's fantastic. You literally can host a Super Bowl there every year because you would never have to worry about where am I going to stay. Plenty of hotels for you.
The only caveat is can't have National Finals Rodeo at the same time, as it was hotel rooms were hard this weekend. TJ Hushmanzada joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Okay, so let's get to a bunch of stuff. Let's start tonight because this is actually a really interesting game. The Patriots would have the number one seed and would be going into their bye week, right? Like this, you want to talk about things kind of coming together, but this is a different level of competition. And you have the 20 years of dominance really by the Bills last year, kind of notwithstanding, but last year it wasn't a fair fight. Give me your thoughts going into tonight's Monday Night Football game.
The Bills, they need to win this game. Going into last season, we didn't know what the Bills would be. You had a inkling that they'd be pretty good. They sweep the Patriots. The Patriots don't have a great year. Josh Allen looks great. Oh, my God, this is going to be the Bills' division for a long time. They'll battle with the Dolphins. In the span of months, or it's changed. It's now, the Patriots are the best team. Can the Bills beat them? And before that, the narrative was, how long will it take before the Patriots get back? And so the Bills must win this game. They have to be impressive. This is a Josh Allen type of game. It's windy. He's big. He has the arm strength to play in this type of weather. Are they going to be able to stop New England's run? And can they produce big plays? New England plays a ton of man-to-man. Stephon Diggs is really good man-to-man coverage as a receiver. Very interesting, but I think the Bills must win this game.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm watching, and I understand they have injuries to their defensive backfield, but if you're Baltimore, don't you want to play in overtime because you're the better team than Pittsburgh?
Doug, I was watching that game, and I said, normally the better team kicks the PAT and plays for overtime because we are going to win in OT. The cream rises to the top over time, more time. But that shocked me. And, yeah, you had Marlon Humphreys go down, and you have guys that are hurt. You guys should still be able to win the game. I was shocked that they went for two. It was a great play call. Should have completed it. But if I'm the coach, I'm going overtime.
Speaking of which, is the league catching up to Lamar?
I wouldn't say the league is catching. It's hard. That's just what – it gives you something to talk about. I'm going to say no because are they playing great football? No, they're not. They're still leading their division. They're 8-4. They're not a bad team. And so they're just not – they're not scoring a lot of points. Their defense is really keeping them in the game. Lamar's throwing more interceptions than he's ever thrown. Catching up to him? No, but he's just not playing as well as he has in years past. But there's quite a few quarterbacks that we can name that aren't playing the way they played in years past.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. The Big Ben, it wasn't an announcement. It's a story that it's becoming increasingly likely. This is last year in Pittsburgh. And he kind of deflected. This is a surprise to no one, right? Like, he's just not the same guy anymore.
Oh, you watch the games. Honestly, Pittsburgh, they did him a solid and said, we'll let you run it back again and have a farewell type of year. Last year, you knew they needed to move on from Ben. They didn't have anybody in-house. They didn't have a succession plan. And so let's see what he can give us this year. It's just what we said about Baltimore. They're winning games and staying competitive in games on the back of their defense. If their defense doesn't play well, they have absolutely no chance. Big Ben is a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's been good a very, very long time. But it's almost painful to watch. I mean, even when he makes a great throw like he did, Deontay Johnson, who's been having a really good year, he dropped the ball. You're like, can Ben make that throw again? And so the reports of him retiring, I thought everybody knew that. It just wasn't reported. But I thought it was a foregone conclusion that this was Big Ben's last year.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm sitting there going, hey, the Niners are finally clicking. They're finally hitting on all cylinders. They're a dangerous, dangerous team. Seattle, the last couple weeks, has looked like a disaster, like a complete abject disaster. But fake punt for a touchdown, which, I mean, that you never see. You feel like you never see that in the NFL. You do see that Jimmy Garoppolo untimely interception. And an amazing game, which Seattle wins. Should I rethink where I am with the Niners watching them lose to Seattle?
I didn't think the Niners were a playoff team. They've been too up and down. Yeah, they won here some games of late. And not only the fake punt, Doug, they were backed up. They were backed up, I believe it was on like the 30-yard line. And I'm like, a fake punt? This doesn't work. You're pretty much giving the game away in the first quarter. It worked for them. And so if it didn't work, everybody would be killing Pete Carroll about it. Oh, why do you do that? But because it worked, it's a great call. When in actuality, it's a bad call. It's a bad call. It just worked for him. But the Niners, I never thought they were a playoff team. Jimmy G, he's up and down in his quarterback play. He had been playing well, but he had been playing well because they were running the ball so effectively that it opened up so many other things. George Kittle was unguardable yesterday. He was like, you couldn't do anything with Kittle. And so when you have one guy putting on performances the way Kittle did without Debo, Seattle, for some reason, they just played the Niners very well. Division game, Pete Carroll understands how to play them. And the 49ers really couldn't run the ball as effectively as they had in games past. And so the game was on Jimmy G's shoulders. Couldn't do it.
How do you explain to me the L.A. Chargers who, you know, three of the four quarters yesterday looked like the best team in the NFL against the Bengals team, which is good, right? But they got embarrassed in Denver the week before. They lose to a Vikings team at home. They almost give away the Steelers game, which they're up two touchdowns. It's a laugher. Like, how do you explain the Chargers' lack of consistency?
Any given Sunday, Doug, and that's what it is. If you go back to that game, and I watched that one as well, kind of going back and forth, they're up 9-0. Jamar Chase drops a 100% for sure touchdown that turns into an interception. Instead of it being 9-7, it's 16-0. You fast forward, it's 24-22. Bengals have scored 22 unanswered points. They're driving. Joe Mixon fumbles. They're driving to take the lead. And he picks it up and goes 60 for the touchdown. Now, instead of the Bengals having a 29-24 lead, they're down 31-22.
Right.
And so the Chargers are a really good football team. Opportunity happened for them yesterday that doesn't happen often. Very rarely is a guy going to drop a wide open touchdown. Very rarely is your best player going to fumble and you pick it up and score. They had a lot of things go their way yesterday. The Chargers need to if I'm not mistaken, they're the worst run defense in the league. They were very, very good yesterday, run defense-wise. And so offensively is where they hang their hat on, but that defense is going to have to be more consistent because you can't put the game on Herbert and say, hey, throw jump balls down the field, and they're going to make those plays each and every week.
TJ Husmanzada. Check out Up On Game, LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress, and TJ every Saturday, noon to 2 Eastern Time. Plus, you can download it as a podcast as well. TJ, you're the best. Thanks for joining us.
My God, take care, my man.
All right, that's TJ Husmanzada. I'll tell you how big a deal it was that Pat Mahomes didn't throw a touchdown pass last night. We'll get to that upcoming next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Don't let age beat you. Fight back with M-Drive, the supplement for driven men that supports natural testosterone production and boosts your energy level and strength. Find it at mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. Let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Byer, what do you got?
Doug, the game today is...
Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that the Lions got win number one yesterday.
Oh, I think that's a huge deal. A huge deal. And, you know, had it, felt like you gave it away with Jared Goff, and then they got it back, and Jared Goff won it for him. But I think the whole thing was, it was big. I mean, look, you can't win multiple until you win one, and you don't want to be the only franchise in NFL history to have two winless seasons. Right. And I do think it's really interesting. Right. We've had two winless teams in the last 10 years. I think when were the Lions winless? Was it
Lions were winless. And the Browns were winless.
No, I know. So but I'm trying to say when the Lions. I just want to make sure I was right with the 2 years. 10 years.
Yeah, it may have been 15. Yeah, I can't remember. I thought it was like 09 or something like that.
But we had never had it before. Right. So you want to have perspective and go like, hey, it's really hard to go winless. But it happened. And 17 games, even less likely. But still, big. And then I thought how Dan Campbell handled it, you know, dedicating to the community where you had the terrible tragedy last week in Michigan. The whole thing was awesome. It was awesome.
2008 was the Lions win this
season.
Okay,
so in the last, last 13 years we've had two?
Yep.
Okay.
Doug, big deal, little deal, or no deal that Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes didn't throw a touchdown pass in last night's win over Denver.
I think it's a big deal. Right? I think it's a big deal. I think it's a legit big deal in that, yes, they keep winning and finding ways to win games. And they've allowed the fewest number of points in the AFC West. It's like, all that matters really with defense is how many points you allow. Right? Like, who cares about anything else? But that team's built around Pat Mahomes. And for whatever reason, and I think there's a litany of them, part of it is Denver's got a good scheme. Remember, Denver kind of gave up on the season a little bit, when it felt like, when we traded away Von Miller. Now they're at 6-6 and very much still alive, but I don't know. And he did have a touchdown run in that first quarter, which shows, you know, you're playing man, but you're not even paying attention to him. You're loading up on it. But he wasn't. There's just no way you can try and tell me that, no, even with the win, 184 yards on 15 of 29, no touchdowns, interception, that, like, they're back. They're not back until he's out there ripping four or five touchdown passes, and that hasn't happened.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal, that Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has looked a little better this past week, both on Monday night and then yesterday against the 49ers.
Oh, I think that's a big deal. I think that's a big deal for Russell Wilson, you know, especially when, you know, you go back a couple weeks ago and he looked bad.
Yeah.
But the, you know, he threw that last touchdown pass. That's like classic Russell Wilson. I mean, he threw a corner out and it was so perfect, you know?
Yeah.
I just, in terms of the arc on the football, the location of it, I mean, just, he knows exactly when and where his guys are going to be. And those deep throws are a thing of beauty. That's the Russell Wilson that we all come to know and respect.
I don't mean to do this to you, Doug, but big deal, little deal, or no deal that Oklahoma State came this close to being Big 12 champions.
I think it's a big deal because, you know, for me, you have a quarterback that throws four interceptions. Most teams get blown out. They really dominated the second half of that game, and they showed incredible fight. It was a great play by Baylor. You know, you got a backup. Actually, you have a third string running back in at the time, and I felt like it felt a little disorganized. Do we want to score right now, or do we want to wait? Mm-hmm. That's why you just score. You know, especially when the strength of your team is your defense. There was a lot of proving the naysayers wrong. Remember when the Oklahoma State punted late in the fourth quarter and people lost their mind? Like, what is Mike Gundy doing? Like, look, dude, he's got a great defense. He's got all his timeouts. He'll be fine. There's a lot to it. But, yeah, I mean, it's a memorable play. A guy dives for the pylon and comes up like a foot short. That I've never seen that.
I was so captivated by that last play.
Yes.
And it wasn't until today, as I'm still thinking about that play, by the way, that I realized that it reminds me of when the Seahawks threw the interception against the Patriots, because there were so many different outcomes that you thought were going to happen and opportunities. And even on that run, I sent a tweet out like three or four different times during the run. I changed my mind on what was going to happen. He's going to score. He's not going to score. He's going to score. And then in the end, heartbreaking. All right. Big deal, little deal, or no deal, that Pitt quarterback Kenny Pickett did the fake slide against Wake Forest that allowed him to score in a long touchdown run.
I think it's a big deal. I think that'll be the last fake slide you see in football. I think that rule will be adjusted as soon as the season ends.
Do you think player, like, ball is dead? Do you think there'll be a penalty? How do you think that would end up?
I think you got to play. I think you got to start with ball is dead.
Yeah.
Because, one, it's not like, I've never seen anybody do it. It obviously looked like he'd practiced it, right? Like, I don't know. If you're just ad-libbing at the time and that happens, pretty amazing. But it felt like something he'd practiced. And it was one of those, aha, like, why don't dudes do this more? And then you're like, yeah, but the defense literally has to stop, has to let him go the second he goes into a slide. And so they're going to have to make a rule change on that.
Finally, Doug, big deal, little deal, or no deal, that Kentucky Derby winning horse Medina Spirit died after collapsing today at Santa Anita.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
It's a three-year-old horse and died of an apparent heart attack. And it happens at Santa Anita, which, if you know anything about horse racing, they've had this litany of deaths recently, going back before the pandemic. Terrible, terrible news. It's a big deal because there'll be remember, this is the horse that got the guy that's Kentucky Derby taken away because of a positive test.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Patriots are at Buffalo tonight. We'll have everything you want to know about that matchup upcoming next on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.